Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle, with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
This is the Rise of the Young podcast, bringing you insights from the most innovative entrepreneurs and influencers of this era. Hosted by 17-year-old entrepreneur, author, public speaker, and branding expert, Casey Adams. Now, let's get right into the show.
What's going on, everyone? Casey Adams here. Welcome to the Rise of the Young podcast. Today, it is episode 14, and we are going to be talking about why positioning is important. And before I get started, I'm just going to break down what positioning is and what it actually means to you. So a quick term, positioning is allowing yourself to build a good first impression with people, with audiences, especially when we're talking about personal branding on Instagram. Positioning is putting yourself and setting yourself up for new opportunities with a systematic way. So I'm going to be going over how you can position yourself very effectively to get new opportunities, and little things that can literally change your life all comes down to the way you position it. So that being said, let's go ahead and get right into it. So number one, when it comes to building a brand on social media, when it comes to building an audience, you have to position yourself as the charismatic leader. You have to position yourself as the leader. I remember the biggest transition I made in my personal brand was a mindset shift of, instead of focusing on what other people are posting, I started to focus on what I'm posting. What kind of value am I bringing? How are people perceiving me? How are people seeing my content? Do they feel a certain way about what I'm doing? How was I positioning myself to my audience? And what I mean by positioning is, how does it make my audience feel? How is my audience reacting to what I'm posting? And that, like I said, all comes down to positioning. So when it comes to positioning, you always got to focus on the first impression. And what I mean by first impression, whether it be meeting someone in person, the first time someone comes to your Instagram page is the first impression of your Instagram account. So if you start to focus on the first impression due to what you're doing beforehand, which is setting yourself up using positioning, then you're able to strike new opportunities. You're able to strike new audiences. So to dive into positioning yourself and getting good first impressions on an Instagram standpoint, you really have to make sure that when you're putting out content, you're very being particular on what you're putting out, because whatever you put out there is the way people see you as an individual. So if you want to position yourself as an authority, as a leader, as someone who has a brand, someone who has a reputation, you have to position it that way. And what I mean by position it that way is you have to put out content of you doing whatever you're doing in your niche. So for example, for me, if I want to position myself as a public speaker, as someone who's building good quality relationships, that's a young entrepreneur, if you go to my Instagram page, you will see I'm putting out pictures of me speaking on stage. I'm putting out pictures of me in cool locations. I'm putting pictures of me with cool people. And that comes down to the way I want to position myself in my brand. So you got to think about yourself right now and make a list. And that is, how are you positioning yourself to your audience? Because that, at the end of the day, is what matters the most when it comes to getting new opportunities or building your brand. It's how you're positioning it. And same with meeting people in person. A first impression is positioning. If you do something nice for someone, you bring them flowers before you ever meet them, you're positioning yourself for them to look at you as someone that's giving, someone that's passionate about relationships, someone that's just overall a genuine person. So if you can position yourself in certain situations with a certain way, then you're able to break new opportunities. You're able to get more quality relationships, and that will overall help you win in the long run with building quality relationships. So that being said, I'm going to do a little breakdown. So for everyone listening, it's January 30th right now. I mean, December 30th right now. And when it was January of 2017, I was able to speak at an event in San Diego, California with one of my homies, Caleb Maddox. But I'm going to break down you guys how I was able to position myself to get this opportunity to speak. And this is very, very a great strategy for you to implement. So that being said, in 2016, at the end of the year, it was, I think it was November, I reached out to over 50 news articles, news stations in the local area to do an interview on me. And I remember one of them got back to me. One of the stations was Channel 8 News, ABC Channel 8 News, right? So that being said, I was able to send this company, ABC Channel 8 News, an email. I said, hey, I would love for you guys to do an interview on me. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I kind of just told them what I was doing at the time, which was a lot of affiliate marketing, growing my social media agency, speaking on a stage locally, but I've never spoke somewhere else. So that being said, I've been following Caleb Maddox for about 4 or 5 months now. He's been freaking killing the game. And the way I positioned this to get a new opportunity was very, very simple. I wanted to build a relationship with Caleb. So I'll tell you what I did. So when this ABC Channel 8 News interview came to my house, they were asking me questions. They were asking me what I was doing. I did something that was great when it comes to positioning. And that was, they said, who was your biggest inspiration? And I said, Caleb Maddox has taught me so much. He's changed the game for me. I've been following him for months. And I did a whole entire segment about how Caleb Maddox was able to change my life. So when the TV interview aired on TV, they had a whole section of Caleb Maddox. So I was able to get Caleb Maddox on TV in my local news station. So get this. When it comes to positioning, I positioned myself as a leader by getting a ABC Channel 8 interview. I was able to position my relationship with Caleb by getting him a little segment inside of the interview. So how I was able to position that was I got a TV interview. Caleb saw that. I got Caleb inside of my interview. So I sent him the link. He checked it out and he was like, whoa, man, like this is super dope. So that being said, when you look at the whole positioning standpoint I'm trying to make, this is when Caleb hit me up and he said, hey, Casey, I'd love for you to come speak at an event in San Diego and drop some value, talk about what you talked about in your interview because it was super dope, right? So the way and the reason I'm telling you this is because I was able to position myself as an authority to Caleb, as an authority to my audience, as well as Caleb had a very good standpoint with me because I was able to get him in an interview, which was value to him. So when it comes to providing value to people, a lot of people say, how do I provide value to someone? If you can get them more exposure in any way, shape, or form, that's value. So that being said, the way I was able to position myself with Caleb was by getting him inside of this interview with me. And then he invited me out to speak. And this is just something I wanted to talk about really briefly because this changed the game for me. Speaking at this event in January of 2017 completely changed the direction of what I'm doing. And shout out to Caleb if you're listening, but it's just the way it comes down to positioning. And I know when it comes to positioning your brand, there's very, very important things that you got to do when it comes to positioning your brand on Instagram. So when it comes to positioning, 3 tips to position yourself on Instagram are coming out right here. So number 1, post stuff that looks good for the brand you're trying to resemble. So when it comes to me, like I said earlier, posting content about traveling, networking, and this and this and that, if I was to just post a random piece of a pizza or a picture of my dog on my Instagram, that would not correlate to my brand that I'm trying to get to my audience. Yes, it could relate to my personal life, but when it comes to positioning your brand on Instagram to your audience, you have to be very particular on the content you put out, on the reason you put it out, and how is it going to position yourself as a leader, as an authority to your audience. So that being said, the positioning, what you do is very important to getting new opportunities. And the very next critical step is staying clear on the position you want to have with people. Remember, all relationships all come down to positioning them good. If you meet someone for the first time and you're not listening to them, you don't remember their name, and you don't add them in your phone and get their contact information, you don't follow up with them, you're positioning yourself as someone who is lack of communication, lack of really wanting to build relationships, and it's not a good standpoint to have with people you're trying to build a relationship with. And that is simple. Position yourself differently. Whenever I meet someone, I make sure I remember their name. I write it down in my notes. If I have paper, I'll write it down on paper. And when it comes to actually building the relationship, I will follow up with them once we leave, whether it be the event, whether it be a dinner, whatever it may be. Following up with someone builds character on your end. And if you're able to position yourself that way with relationships, over the long term, you're going to be able to build a lot of quality relationships. And then that being said, providing value to people is by far the most important way to position yourself. Like Gary Vee always says, jab, 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 right hook, give, 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 ask. If you want to get something from someone, make sure you give something to them first. And what I mean by that, whether it be your time, your energy, whether it be you have resources for them to check out, if you want to build relationships and position yourself as someone who's very credible, who has a genuine attitude towards building relationships, you have to make sure that you're positioning it and how you really got to realize how important it is when it comes to business networking or building a brand online, because positioning can be used in a multitude of ways. And if you're able to use it in different ways and really utilize it effectively, you're going to be able to position yourself very, very well. And if you're able to do that, then it comes down to what you do with it. Because if I wasn't able to speak on stage in San Diego, meet all these people, build these connections, San Diego probably wouldn't have been a turning point for me. But the way I positioned it, the way I positioned myself at this event, I was able to build very high quality relationships with very high quality people that I'm going to be bringing on to this podcast coming soon. So make sure you stay tuned. But not even that, but I was able to just overall genuinely start building my brand from that standpoint, because I wanted to position myself as a public speaker. I wanted to position myself as someone that's networking with awesome people. And I've been able to do that now because the way I positioned my brand. So whenever people follow me on Instagram, they can really see it from a subconscious standpoint about what I'm doing, who I am, who I associate myself with. And that comes down to the positioning I put in place. And I think a lot of people kind of get the misconception of, how do I position myself differently from others? What's the first step? So the first step of positioning, especially for an Instagram brand and a personal brand, is figuring out how you want people to feel when they're viewing your content. How do you want them to react? Is it a funny post? Is it something emotional? Is it something where you just want someone to just genuinely connect with you? Do you want them to tag people? Whatever you're trying to get your audience to do, you have to position your brand that way. Position your captions, position your photos, position everything. It really comes down to little itty bitty steps. Do you want to be known as the guy that has a million followers and posts funny pictures? Because you're positioning that way from the start. So that being said, remember this, guys, it all comes down to the way you position yourself. And if you do it properly, you're going to be able to, number one, build high quality relationships. Number two, get new opportunities. And number three, this will go for the long run when it comes to positioning yourself as someone very effective in the marketplace. So that being said, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rise of the Young podcast. If you aren't already, make sure you subscribe, make sure you drop a review, tag a friend in the comments, and let me know what you think. Hit me up on Instagram at KCAdams1, and I'll be getting back to all of you guys. So that being said, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.